We ask you this question. Are you on board right now with the Birds?
I feel better, Jason, after you just said that about Joel. I feel better. Like, this is like new age, next level. We're going to be extra cautious with Joel's stuff. He's seen this new age stuff in the training room.
Like, I don't feel better.
I don't. So what do you not feel better?
I understand.
I don't feel better just because I think it's a bad sign that he couldn't play game one, and I believe that it is unlikely that he will ever be healthy for 2 months in the postseason. I just don't think it's likely. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible. If I was a betting man, if I had to bet my house, which I don't, thoughts, am I ever going to own a house?
I hope so, buddy.
But I got one person earlier today asking me if I'm going to get married. Now, am I ever going to own a house?
Why don't you own a house?
Maybe because I'm not married.
You don't need to be married to own a house.
Let's go. No, I don't. But I mean, come on. My apartment, come on.
I didn't own a house till I was married. Yeah, I think
it helps, yeah.
You know, what helps you? You have NFL money, all right, buddy? Settle down over there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Salvador in Coatesville. Boy, he walked into that. What's up, Salvador?
Yeah, dude. shout out to you, man. Weren't you complaining about, who were you complaining about, and you left a dump in somebody's toilet?
That's Fred Barnett.
Yeah, he destroyed Fred's toilet.
But I didn't
and blamed
that.
It on a 6-year-old girl.
Because it was her, it wasn't me. It's true. Truth is truth.
You're talking about a napkin in the trash can, dude. You left that in someone's toilet, man. But, hey, Jason, I run into your father-in-law all the time, man. He's your biggest fan, man. He's so proud of you, dude. I just wanted to let you know that.
You said Big Ed? You run into Big Ed?
Yeah, he's an electrician at my job.
You see him over at the Acme?
Yeah,
baby.
It's the best. How big is he?
He's huge, man. He can play on the line.
How big?
He can play on the line.
6'10".
Six ten.
Are you serious?
What? 6'10" or 6'9"? Big.
What?
Ed.
Wow.
That's I can't big. Believe we never knew that.
Ed's definitely big.
Wow. Yeah, no. Hailing from Kensington, Philadelphia.
How much does he weigh, Jason?
You know what? I don't know how much Big Ed weighs.
Is that like 375 pounds if you're 6'10"?
No one you call him Big Ed. That makes a lot of sense.
I don't think
now.
He's that big. I mean, I've seen pictures of him back in the day. He was a beanpole in high school, but now he's got some girth to him. But
wow.
I don't think he's 375. He's probably close. He's probably similar to me,
I bet. That's wild. All right, Salvador, give me what you got on the Eagles.
I will. I wanted to give you my funniest moment. My funniest moment on y'all show was when you read your ridiculous diet list.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't even. What was you eating for breakfast? You're eating like chocolate cake and stuff, like, dude.
He's eating donuts at 1:30 in the morning.
Clam chowder at like 2 a.m. Yeah, it was bad.
But yeah, on the Birds, man. You know, I'm just hoping that we can get some entertaining football. You know, that's really all I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. All right, Sabra, give me a number okay. In a phrase.
All right. So when you go to use somebody's bathroom, what do they ask you? Number one or number two?
Okay. It's not bad. That's especially for probably young kids, because you don't talk in those terms more as an adult. But
do you have number three?
I have it frequently.
No, but I'm saying, does everyone have number three? Like, is that a real thing? Because I count number three. Like, I think you count number three.
Well, number three is my number one. It's my go-to.
That's messed up. It's not supposed to be like
that.
Jason, do you know what we're talking about,
Jason? I have
Jason?
No idea what we're talking about.
You got number one.
I know number one and number two. Yeah.
But you don't know what number three is?
I'm trying to wrap my head around what number
Jason.
Three could
think
be.
Of a blend.
Maybe with some force, you know, some exit
okay.
velocity.
Explosive blend.
All right, I'm picking up on it now.
How could you not at this point?
Jason, number three happens a lot after like a pre-workout drink.
Absolutely.
Okay, gotcha.
Or if you're taking a lot of creatine.
Yeah, exactly. I gotcha. Yeah.
Except for Joe, it happens far more frequently than that.
What was the stuff that they would bring around before the games that was like potassium, like the potassium juice that they would come around and get? Maybe they stopped giving.
That might have ended.
Yeah.
All right, by the way, at 8:30 today, or excuse me,
the toilets at the
at 9:15 today, Life Advice with the Hammer. Get the scenarios in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show. What do you need help with? I'll spend you some good advice coming up at 9:15. To which, Life Advice with Jason Kelce right now.
Oh, okay.
From Joe to camera.
Here we go.
It's gonna impromptu.
It's going to be a question based on what we were just talking about, and then a comment.
The number three thing?
The question, Jason Kelce, are you, as you should be, a bidet man?
Am I a bidet man?
Do you use a bidet?
I I disagree with the leading question.
Yes,
by the way.
As you should be.
As you should be.
I mean, it's fine. Strike that. I'm going to answer it. I don't care about the leading, but I will admit I have never, to my knowledge, tried a bidet.
It is so legitimate.
To my knowledge, is a great.
And I have had opportunities, but mentally, I just haven't been able to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard tons of unbelievable reviews, and if we're being honest, there's no question it gets a cleaner, right?
Like, Without a doubt.
The paper, we're just smearing smaller and smaller amounts until we're comfortable getting up.
Guys, the paper is a caveman. That's the move of the caveman.
Like, you're right.
The caveman like, would grab a leaf. Yeah. All right? We're now in the year 20. All I'm saying, Jason, is trust.
Yeah, but are we getting too advanced? All right, so.
Trust me.
I will say, there's like. I sit on these toilets now, and they're like heated, and there's like all these electronics, and it like weirds me out. It's too much.
Like you don't,
I can't do it. Like whenever I sit on a hot toilet seat,
more
I feel
productive.
Really uncomfortable.
Oh.
Like, it's like not. Okay. I like that coldness when it touches my rear end.
You want the heat, don't you?
The heat's not the main thing for me. I will just say this, Jason.
But you like it.
I do not dislike it. I would.
He's a man of comfort.
I would guarantee you.
Yeah.
That if you went bidet, you wouldn't go back.
I will say, you can't say that about him.
You cannot say that.
I will
about
say,
him.
I've been in Malaysia, and I had to me and counterpart scootering across the city that we were in, and you stop at a gas station. I got to use the bathroom, and all it is just a hole in the ground.
Well,
and they give you a hose.
What?
So I kind of did use a bidet.
Like, wow.
But that was what you
had an option for.
So.
Joe said something that I just wanted to retouch on.
Uh-oh, this sounds bad.
The number three thing, you said that is your regular, that is your
this could be
number one, that is your...
Every day?
Every day.
Yeah, I'd say it's essentially every day, just about. Yeah.
You know that that's not normal at all.
That's why I've seen in no way.
I think that there, in some ways, if you eat the right things, you don't even have to worry about bidet or paper or any of that stuff.
If you are constantly, let's be honest, if you're constantly having number threes and you're constantly wiping like that, there's going to be some irritation down
well,
there.
That's another thing. We haven't even touched on. He's unaware that you're destroying that. Part of yourself.
Jason, is this what you expected to talk about this morning?
This is what I prefer to talk about.
All right, let's listen to Vaughn in Maryland.
It's a whole new level of load management.
It is. That's true. That's true. All right.
Bang.
Well done.
All right. Vaughn in Maryland. So, 8-year anniversary today of our program going back to the midday show. And thanks to everyone who's listened through the years, including right now. We do truly appreciate it. So one of the things we're asking you today is favorite moment in the 8 years that we've been doing this show since the midday show. James, we got a call earlier saying the phone call from Vaughn in Maryland after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and I totally agree. This is probably in my top five.
It's definitely in my top five.
And Jason, you've probably never heard this, although maybe you did as a listener back then.
Little context.
Yep.
He was calling all season long. Throughout the season, this guy kept calling the Times Yours line and talking about how we were going to win the Super Bowl, how much he believed in the team. He would get emotional all season long.
I said, Jason, when you guys win the Super Bowl, the next day we do a show, and it was the most amazing show, obviously, and at the end, with Time's Yours, we got this call.
It's Vaughn from Maryland, man. It's Vaughn from Maryland. I've been calling y'all all year long. And I kept saying we're going to the Super Bowl. And I kept saying we're going to the Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl. We the one to freak the Super Bowl. We won, man. We are the world champions. We the world champions, man. I can't stop crying, man. I'm serious. That's why I was walking off. I'm crying, man. Hey.
Love
and
it,
this
man.
Message.
Just love it. I remember crying when he was crying. I remember hearing that day. It was powerful. Jason, you had, I mean, you, Nick Foles, the whole squad.
Of course.
How's everyone doing?
I mean, the impact. It's just Can you just describe what it's like when people come up to you and thank you for that moment?
I still get it. I mean, I was up in Fishtown yesterday, and people were like, thanks for 2017. I'm like, yeah. I guess it's just going to happen for the rest of my life. Like, we're removed from that, but I think it's, you know, and somebody told me that year when we were going to it, it's like, man, not only do you have a chance to win it, but you have to a chance to be the first.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, everybody – every Philadelphia Eagle fan that was around for that is going to remember that forever. And obviously all of us on the team. And I think it really didn't fully hit how unbelievably, you know, not fulfilling, but like.
Meaningful?
Yeah. I mean, it's meaningful, but it's like.
I was thinking big too.
Yeah. I mean, it's how just impactful it was to the city and to the fans. Really until the parade. I mean, you always know it's a big deal. And I came from Cleveland, so we never had a Super Bowl. We always wanted to win one. But man, the parade was really on full display. And leading up to it, how much it really impacted the city and how much, you know, fans had been waiting for this for generations, you know. I say this story a lot. You know, there's people with ashes out on the on the parade route, right? So the relative actually was at the parade because they talked about wanting to be there. I think, you know, this is an old team that has a lot of history in a city that is the birthplace of this country.
That's right.
And all of this had been leading up to that moment. So I think the collective outpouring of emotions was so unifying, and like everybody felt that it just really was an awesome time to be a Philadelphian, and I think it's something that all of us will be able to share for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Love it. Beautiful.
Can I real quick just say something? Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Thank you for 2017.
There you go. Love it. All right.